Zalem Bey's Rosh. The taste of a curry. I want you to stand up and I want you to sit down before we address this issue. More has a similar phrase over there. More uses a similar idea, different phrase, but the same idea. Okay. So he said that there are four elim which do not require lechem. Shalah is hodamor in the Masis, and that's the case over here with the Mishnah. That's the case where the behemoth belonged to the woman. So, it remains a shlomim, but it's only eaten for one day, and there's no lechem. What's the case of shalom? Who each mother is b'nei b'nazir, so he's able to be mechayev the child nazirus. Either it's based on the concept of chinuch, or it's a halacha moshe mesina. The father is able to do this. So now. But if somebody is b'imgilach emicha, if the child was megalech himself, or he protested, either by him or by a krevov, so the halacha is that the nazirus ends, but the rosh adds in that this halacha. Is only is lach or misa. Achash misa b'teila v'im hiniach la'aviv ma'ostumen. So what do you do with them? So the yiplin adop most for roshim. So the money for the shlomim, you buy a shlomim and it's nechel for one day without lechem. Okay, the case of lach or misa. One second. So if a person was mafresh most on a zirusai, and so meanwhile there's no din of me'il on the money, shmei shavrin lo kulam shlomim. She'im, the gear, so they changed the gear to she'im, because if he wants, yirtza, use all of the money for shlomim. And add more money to buy the chatas and the oil. And meila only applies to something which is it's clearly set aside for the purpose of total hektish, which has a din of meila. So there's no din of meila on this Hesi Kodesh Hashem, and since Shlomim have a portion which goes to the Bailim, there's no Dinah Me'ila on the Shlomim until after you are Zark the Dam, then the Imurim of the Shlomim which go on the Mizbech at that point in time are clearly this bona fide distinct Kodesh Hashem. But until then, the rest of the whole behemoth in general, since it goes to the Bible, it's not Yuchid for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Meila is Dafka Kachi Hashem, it's Yuchid for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Shlach Kapora is not. Meila only applies to something called Kachi Hashem. Shlomim is not Kachi Hashem because part of it goes to the Bible. It's not only set aside for Hashem. Once you zerik the dam of the shlomim, you take the emurim, which are set aside to go to the mizbeach. Those emurim now only go to Hashem. There's no portion of them which goes to the bialim. So by shlomim, after zerika, there is meila on the emurim because they're set aside for Hashem. But this money over here, but beforehand, money for a shlomim or the animal of the shlomim, there's no meila because the animal. As in totality, also goes to the Bible. So money set aside for that purpose would also have no din of me'ila. See, when he sets aside money for all of the three karbonas, there's no me'ila All of his money could be money which is for Shlomim. That's how the Tosis and the Rush both learn. That's potentially possible that all of this money will be used for Shlomim, even though he set aside it specifically for all three. But he might end up saying, you know what, I see a nice behemoth for some, I'll buy it, and I'll add other money for the other ones. Therefore, there's no Me'ilu. It sounds like from the Rush and from Tosis that had we been confident that he was going to use some of this money for Oila and some of this money for Chatos, and only some of the money for Shlomim, there would be Me'ila, because some of the money is clearly Kachi Hashem. You don't know which one it is. They don't seem to be bothered by that. I think it's, I'm not sure 100% that, why that's so. So that's the case of Lachar Misa. Now the Mishnah continues and says that if the person who was mavrish the money died, if it's, the money was mefuroshim, so the Dmei Chathas goes to the Yamamelach, and the Dmei Shlomim, you bring a Shlomim with what eaten for one day, and it doesn't need Lechem. So that's case number three. And Lachar Kapara is case number four. That there's no Mishnah or Braisa, but that's a Svar. Shlachar Kapara, let me Svar Hava. Umar de Lahavar Lachar Misa. Okay, and the case could be Acha Kapora. There's some should have think about the gish to be immediate to have a Lachar Misa, the same way in the case of Lachar Misa, not Umar Lachar Misa. Right, so the case of Lachar Kapora would be that a person was Mafresh Karbonis, they got lost, and then he designated other ones to replace the ones which were lost. He was makrib those set of, that set of kabbalas, the second set, and then he found the first set. So the chatas would be mesa, and the other would be ketzim izbeach, and the shlomim would be brought as a shlomim with no lechem and waiting for one day. The more asked the question the Basulako. So just on that point, the Rosh says, Ikal Farish, you could explain the Gemara like this. Hak to Shmuel, so beginning of the Sugya, Shmuel asked Abuah Bar Ihi, he has a real Abbas Bar Ihi, but I don't know, at least I'm sure, I think it's a mistake. He asked, Hainio Dalad Elim Shedim Tunim Lechem. So Shmuel asked, what are the four? Of Wilbur, he answered what the four are. And then the Gemara is asking, there's more. Or Inami, or alternatively, Shmuel Amarle the Wilbur, Elohein Dalad Elim. What are the four? Umano Isam, Vesuleka, Vidibre Shmuel. In other words, Shmuel was really just the Pashup Shad the Mura that we had learned before, that Shmuel wasn't sure what the four are, and he asked the Wurrahi to explain what they are. The second Shad the Rosh is saying is that Shmuel knew what the four were, just wanted somebody to speak it all out, and then Shmuel himself continues to do that, and there's nothing else. Shmuel was setting it up, because once I know what the four are, just make sure that everybody agrees with me what the four are, I want to point out that I can think of a fifth one. Okay. So if you have the Marikasha, we're in the Gemara, six lines up on the bottom. These are the only four cases where there's a requirement of bring a shlomim, but there's no in the form of a shalmei nazir. It means only for one day, but there's no lechem. There's no other case. So ikah the Bach puts in the Tani Levi. B'shar kol shami nozer sheshachten shloki mitzvosan ksherim v'lo'el nabaylam d'shem l'shum chayvo v'necholim l'yamechot v'enim tunim lo'el lechem. So in a case where you person would be makriv the shami nozer naki mitzvosan, let's say for example it has to be the right certain age, or he shechted shelo lishmo. So normally by shelo melacha shelo lishmo, the behemoth is kosher, the korban is kosher, but the b'alim is not yetzei. It's kosher, but shelo the b'alim is mechayver. The b'alim is not yetzei with such a hakrova. Or the loch is the Torah says that el nazar has to be shtei shanim, and he brought a ben shana. So in that case, that since it's loyal about the Mashem Chayva, but the animal's a kosher korban, doesn't come possible because of it. It's not yours, say your chiv of Shami Nozer with it. So there's no din lechem. Bentim lechem loyzorak. Now, there's another din that besides the chaz b'shoyk by every shlomim, the chaz b'shoyk goes to the kohen. By the shlomim of a nazir, besides the chaz b'shoyk, so there's the zraya, the right foreleg. Is taken and it's cooked and it's given to the kohen. So there's no din of taking the zeraya from this behemoth and giving it to the kohen, cooking it separately and giving it to the kohen, because you're not yetzer with it as your shlomim of the nazir. Zemur says, so why there are other cases. Zemur answers, kimitzvah and kachoshim, shlok kimitzvah and kachoshim. Over here, the reason is because the hakraba was not done properly. We're talking about cases where even though the hakraba is done properly, still there's no lechem.
So zra is a din only in... What does zra apply? To shlomim only?
The shlomim of a nazir.
Shlomim of a nazir.
Right, there's no din zra. Okay. When a person shechs a behemah of chulin, so there's a mountain that's kuna, the zera l'chaim akeva, it goes to the kayan. That does not apply to a kabbana. So a person remarker b'shlamim, the zera l'chaim akeva go to the bailam. But the chaza, which is the front chest of the animal, and the shoik, and the back right leg, go to there's a din of tenufa, and then it goes to the kayan. That's a normal shlomim. The chaz of a shark goes to the kohen. By the shlomim of a nazir, the zeraya, the right foreleg, requires tenufa, and it's cooked and given to the kohen. Zeraya b'shelo min ha'ayil. You have to cook it before you give it to the kohen. Normally, you give it to the kohen raw. It's the kohen's job to cook it. Over here, part of the mitzvah is to bishul on it and then give it to the kohen. So that's the din of zeraya.
So just to go back to the very beginning again, the behemah chulin, it's keva lechaim and
zeraya.
Those three.
Zeraya lechaim and keva. There's the name of parakim chulin, right? 11th parakim chulin. Yeah, zeraya lechaim and keva. That goes to the hozalachas of matnas kuna. So that's a matnas kuna. That's not kurdish at all. That's that's by a behemoth of chulin, and that the matana remains chulin. There's no surah amount, just it's a dini moment, it's like an issue.
Mm-hmm. So there's no similarity whatsoever to truma, where it comes from chulin, but there's a
correct, control. Correct. So the Zerah Lecha Makeba are totally chulin, there's no, it's not like truma. Zok the Rosh, Sheshat and Shlokim Mitzvosan. Vimenachas Pirish Rashi Shlo Lishmon, either means Shlo Lishmon, or Pirish Acher, Shabian, B'nai Shana. The Darkan Leah is B'nai Shana, Shasayim, Kedisibu Ayo. So the Rosh Hashanah here, Loshon of Darkon, is a little bit not as strong as it would be, because it's not just that it's darker, but it's a chiyuv to bring it as Sheishanim. So that's considered shechting a shalaki mitzvason, but it's kosher. Kedin shaman nadaba, it's called shaman nadaba. Kol hazvachim shenitzvah shal lishmon ksherim. El shal olo lebailam b'shem chayba. That's the first mishnah mishat lizvachim. That with the exception of a chatos, which shal lishmo makes it possible. The lach is that the korban is a kosher korban. But it's not all of the Baalim Shem Chayba. The Baalim does not fulfill their obligation. If a person would make a neder, Harei Alai L'Habi Korban, and they would have to Be'em Shal Lishmo, so he would have to bring another one besides. So over here also, the person, when he's asked to Shal Lishmo, he's not Yotze the Chiyah, but bringing the Shlomim of the Nazir, and he has to bring another one instead. It's a Korban, it's a Kosher Korban, but it's not Yotze the Chiyah. So the status of this korban that he brought right now is it doesn't need lechem, and it doesn't need zroya, and it's eaten for one day, different than the regular shalom, which is eaten for 2 days. So The pasuk says that the lechem you do tzinuf on the lechem, you put al kapei nazir on the hands of the nazir. Well, since this one is what the nazir is not yours as chiyuv to bring with it, we don't do tzinuf with it. So there's no din lechem. Repirish shenim tim lechem the tzinuf avod lechem tzarch lahavi. The Reed disagrees with Rashi. He says that this halacha that there's no lechem does not mean there's no lechem at all. It means that you don't do the part. You don't do the dinner, but you do with the lechem of hatanufa. But there is lechem because that's the dinim moment. It's a chiyuv. He shechted the korban with having that in the lechem to go with it. That lechem becomes kaddish. But since he's not yotze with it, so you don't do tanufa. So he continues and says the Zeraya goes to the Kayan. So we're also, since this animal was brought as a Shlomim for the Nazir, there's a din Zeraya that belongs to the Kayan, and therefore in the Lachos that the Yisraelim can't eat it. So that much remains true, that the Yisraelim can't eat it, so you have to give it to the Kayan. But since you're not yotze with it, there's no dinner doing tzinufa with it. Now, the Rush points out that our Mishnah says there's no lechem, there's no zroya either. It should have said it over here in our Mishnah, but it didn't. Whatever reason, didn't mention it. But this other place is Megala. That whatever it says there's no lechem, it also means there's no zroya. Okay. So the Mishnah said, if there was Mo Stumim, in the case where she was marked, she set aside the Kabbalahs, she set aside money, which is Stumim, for the purpose of bringing the Kabbalahs, and then the Baal was Mefer. So Yiplin the Nadava. So the Gemara asked the question, how could that be? But although the mechata is Rabin Ben, some of the money is the mechata. So how can you take all of the money and use it for Nadava? But some of the money is the mechata. And we said the mechata is the law is that you have to be melech the hanol yam melech. You can't bring it, use it for korban if it's you're supposed to be melech hanol yam melech. So how could you say you put Nadava? So it's halacha Moshe Mesinai that most tumim yipul nadava, even though there's mechatas mixed in. Tosis. Um, over here in Tosfos Divrei Maskil Halacha. So Halacha Moshe Sinai who the stumim yiplun adav al pi shad mechatas rov behem. So even with mechatas, it's yiplun adav. Then he adds in umid rava lekaman mucha. From Rabbi, later on, Rabbi, it comes out that actually even more than that. Muchad the shedmechatus dafka merav v'hen oz niskaba halacha shiplu nadaba. This halacha that you put the money in the nadaba, which means it goes for endless ketz of mizbeach. You give the money to the base of mikdash whenever the mizbeach is bottle. They would use the money from the davar money, and they would buy kerbanos and put the kerbanos on the mizbeach, that the mizbeach should not remain bottled. That's the people on the davar. So that's only if, when there's mechat, the rabban. The mechat oila rishamim levad murabin yachad. If the money, the chat, the money was separate, and this money was for a combination of oila and shlomim and not chatos, the halach is actually you don't say whenever ben you pull in a dabba, a yavi chetz and oila to chetz and shlomim. The dabba is all other oilas. This in this situation you would actually do half and half. So it comes out that the halach of Moshe Sinai is only in a case when there's also the mechatos involved. But there's no mechatos involved, then you would not even it wouldn't be given the dabba at all. Okay, that's a biyachad in steretz. Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish gives a different teretz, and he says the pasuk says l'chol nidrihem l'chol nidrisam tar amar moser neder yehel in a double. That anything which came as being leftover money, money which wasn't used due to an act of neder, which a nozer is an act of neder which generated. So this chatas is not your regular chatas. In the sense that it came about through chait, it came about through the act of being neuter. So that included in the halacha of that moshe neder yehin l'daba includes the mechatas. So the word says, "So bishlam rebiyachad damer halacha he ben nazar up to lachis tumen in meforashim loy." So it's halacha moshe Sinai. So. We're saying that only when the money is tumim. Once the money is mefurish, the money for the chatas, once it's mefurish, there's no lacha moshe Sinai. And so it has to be you go to the Yavamelach. Alarish Lakish, l'chol nidrei v'chol nidrei v'chol nidrei, saying that the chatas element is also called over here a neder, which the halacha moshe neder yehelin adava. So my year's tumim, v'lim v'roshin. So even in case of a Farashin, since this Chatas came about through a Neder as opposed to the regular Chatas came because of Chait, you tell me it goes into the Pasuk of L'chol Nidreim, L'chol Nidreim, goes to the Nadava, even the Chatas. So even if it's before, that should be the Halacha. So why are we saying Dafka case of Stumen? So we'll leave the Morris Teretz for tomorrow, B'ez Hashem.